Many of you know that I made a pilgrimage to Lourdes this past October. If you yourself have ever been to Lourdes, or perhaps you've seen any of the photos of the grounds, you know that the basilica itself is built on top of the grotto. So you have our grotto here. There's a kind of a sheer cliff that runs for about 3 or 4 blocks. And then on top of that is a flat plateau on which they have built the crypt church and the basilica, and they actually have another place for Mass up there as well. One day I was walking through the crypt church of the basilica, and I came across the thousands of plaques that people had donated in thanksgiving for various healings. Most of them were in French, but one of them that I saw was in English, and I took a photo of it, which is on the cover of your program this evening. It reads, "Grateful cured of deadly cancer, 1974, John B. Phlox, Hamilton, Canada." It occurred to me as I was reading that plaque and thinking about this man's cancer, it occurred to me that being diagnosed with cancer in 1974 was very serious. I did the math and I was 8 years old then. And I remember hearing about people who had cancer and also remembering feeling in my heart at that young age the reality was that these people who had cancer were likely, more often than not, they were likely going to die. However, advances in medical technology over the course of these many decades have helped to increase survival rates substantially. The difficulty is, of course, that the surgeries and chemotherapy and radiation, which saves our lives, they do so at a great cost to our body and to our spirit. In fact, in August of 2015, when I announced to the parish that I had been diagnosed with colon cancer, I processed out, and one of our parishioners came up to me crying pretty hard and said, "I'm crying not because I don't think you're going to die. I think you're going to be fine. I'm crying because of all that you're going to have to go through." And at the time that she said that to me, I thought, well, in my head, I thought, okay, it's going to be rough, but it's going to be some surgeries, some chemo, and back at it, no problem. Having finished all of that, my question now in my mind is, why wasn't she crying harder than she was? When it comes to cancer, we have a large medical arsenal today to help us beat the disease. We also have a large spiritual arsenal to use to fight this disease as well. One of those weapons is Lourdes water, which we will receive this evening. One of those is the intercession, the powerful intercession of Our Lady of Lourdes. Just, if you're thinking about it this week, Google Lourdes and cancer cure. You have all kinds of, dozens and dozens of personal testimonies of people who went to Lourdes, bathed in the water, drank the water, and experienced a whole variety of very powerful cures from cancer. Some of them described actually feeling a physical change happen within them. I remember reading about someone who's just full of cancer, lungs, bone, and during the time in Lourdes and in the water, felt something shift physically and went home to find out that he was indeed cancer-free. Some would say it was because of the chemotherapy and the radiation. If you asked him, he would say it was a miracle brought on by the water at Lourdes. Another set of weapons in our spiritual arsenal are the prayers of a saint by the name of Saint Peregrine. St. Peregrine was born in Italy in 1260. He was the son of an affluent family. And he joined a religious order called the Servites and then went on to be ordained a priest. He became known for his preaching as well as devotion to the sick and to the poor. And at the age of 60, he developed a cancerous infection on his right leg. His condition deteriorated to the point that the physician decided to amputate that leg. You can imagine how horrific an amputation would have been in the 13th century. The night before the operation, Peregrine spent hours in prayer before a painting of the crucifixion that was in his religious house. And he dozed off. We know what that's like at times, to be praying and fighting with sleep. He dozed off. And he dreamt that Jesus seemed to descend from the cross to touch his leg. And in the dim moonlight, he saw that his leg, carefully bandaged just a few hours before, was at that point completely healed. That event has been depicted in a variety of ways, but there is a painting of which I put on the back of your bulletin cover today, showing our Lord from the cross, reaching out to him and touching his diseased leg. The following day, the doctor arrived to perform the amputation and found no sign of the cancer. And the miraculous news spread quickly around the town and beyond and down through the ages. Peregrine is considered the patron saint, therefore, of those who are suffering from cancer. In the United States, the national shrine of St. Peregrine is located at Our Lady of Sorrows Basilica in Chicago, Illinois. When I was diagnosed with my cancer, Cardinal Supich called me from Chicago to tell me that he was going down to the shrine that day to pray for me. He later sent me holy cards of St. Peregrine, which I have kept to this day. As I was going through my own treatment in and out of Cancer Care Northwest, in those full infusion rooms, no matter what time of the day it was, I guessed that, and it's just a guess on my part, that one out of three people in the course of one's life gets cancer. There's a lot of it out there. In fact, if you yourself have had cancer, or you have a close friend or a family member who has had cancer, raise your hand. Wow, look at that. It is pervasive today. And because of that, I think because of the predominance of cancer, our Cathedral Altar Society was inspired to raise funds to create a shrine to St. Peregrine, to have our own shrine here in the cathedral church. They've raised the money, and we're now contemplating putting the shrine in a prominent place here in the cathedral, most likely on this back wall when the pipes go out for the new organ. And we're contemplating a painting, much like the one that's on the back of your program, of Peregrine before the crucifixion. And the hope is to bring healing and peace to many people, so many people, as we saw with all those hands, to bring healing and peace to those who are touched by cancer. As we continue our novena and anticipate a new shrine to St. Peregrine, let us call to mind all those with cancer as we seek the prayers of Our Lady of Lourdes, as we use miraculous water from the grotto in Lourdes, and as we invoke the intercession of a 13th century priest whose cancer was cured by the healing touch of Jesus Christ. St. Peregrine,